And I would like now to welcome KSFR's own Nick Iapolucci for Speaking of the Arts.
Morning.
Welcome, Nick.
Hey,
good morning.
What's up?
So, happy Valentine's Day.
And to you. Thank you very much. I knew it was this weekend.
Oh, I can see that you've been making lots of plans.
Yes, that's right. My fingers are sore from all the flowers I've been pruning and gift baskets I've been putting together. And Valentine's candies with labels for 23 for fourth graders.
Oh, fourth graders. So what's going on this weekend?
Well, let's start with tonight. I've got myself a copy of The Reporter.
Excellent.
And look at this. Carlos Medina, Valentine's in the Norte. Comedian Carlos Medina gives us the yucks with fellow jokesman Jose Maestas and music from Los Malquiedos. And that's 8 p.m. tonight at Skylight Santa Fe. Downtown.
Skylight Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Have I mentioned the food there is pretty darn good?
Really? What do they got?
A kind of a variety of things, you know, salty and spicy things, salad-y things. But it's good. I like going there. The acoustics are sometimes, if you're sitting upstairs, it's a little hard to hear all the nuances of the comedy.
Well, what's that like? Is there tiers? Is there a balcony?
It's just a beautiful space.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, if you haven't been there, that sounds like a great time to check it out.
And at the concert series at San Miguel Chapel on Saturday at 8 o'clock, music for two flutes with Esther Fredrickson and Joy Zalkind. There is a suggested donation at the door, and this is part of an ongoing series of concerts at San Miguel Chapel, which, as we've said on more than one occasion, it's a wonderful place to go listen to music.
All right. At the New Mexico History Museum, I always get these two mixed up, at the New Mexico Museum of Art. The first folio, Shakespeare's first folio, is still on display. That opened up, last weekend, I believe?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. What we got is a book, and it was like one of the first printings of Shakespeare's works. And it's roughly 900 pages long. Each page is about a foot tall. All 18 plays it contains appeared here for the first time in print. So it's out there on display. Check that out. That's at the New Mexico Museum of Art. And it's also tied in. Talk about something for everybody. It's tied in with an exhibit of a history of guitars, actual guitars on display. So that's a lot of fun. There's all kinds, too. There was this one that was made out of the back of an armadillo. I don't know if you can actually, it's not an actual guitar, but, you know, we're going with the theme of a sound box and strings and a fingerboard that's long. So all those devices also on display. So a little bit of something for everybody down there.
Cool. The name of that show is Medieval to Metal.
Nice. That's great altogether. And if you go there tonight, there's a free concert at 7 o'clock. Shakespeare in Concert at the St. Francis Auditorium. Okay, so this is the same place, the New Mexico Museum of Art. It's 7 o'clock, no cover, music inspired by the works of Shakespeare. And if you haven't been in there in a while to check out a concert, beautiful place. Sounds like a really fun evening.
Yeah. Now, and we're going to be doing an all Shakespeare show, I think on Wednesday of next week here on the Radio Cafe, so stay tuned for that. The Academy for the Love of Learning, which is a wonderful place. I hadn't been up there for the longest time and checked it out last week. And it's really just a beautiful, lovely space. But they're doing a series of events called Learning as Practice. Learning as a Practice. What does it mean to learn as a practice? And on Tuesday, February 16th or Saturday, February 27th, they're going to be doing a whole day workshop, basically, for, I don't know if it's whole day, might not be whole day. They're going to be doing a workshop for educators, mentors, parents, and anyone who teaches in or out of the schools to participate in really looking at your own beliefs about teaching and learning. So for more information on that, you can look up the Academy for the Love of Learning or call them at 995-1860.
Where's that at?
It's, you know where Harry's Roadhouse is?
Uh-huh.
If you go past that, it's on the other side of the highway.
Oh, right, right.
And
beautiful
you have to,
area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
Yeah, another reason. That it's good to get out, some fresh air, so that would be a nice event to get you out there for that.
Yep.
All right, this afternoon, 1:30 to 3:30, if you got some time off, yeah, you could even make this part of lunch. Printing demonstrations at the Palace of the Governors downtown. Palace Press Paint Printers Thomas Leach and James Berlin demonstrate the printing process of Shakespeare's Day.
Nice.
Free with admission. Seriously, this thing is cool, and you get free stuff. That's what it says here. Cool. Free stuff.
What kind of free stuff?
I don't know. What do you
Skittles?
Get?
Skittles?
Yeah, well, it's a printing demonstration, maybe some paper, but take a bag.
Excellent. So there is another event called Women of Notes, a benefit concert for NewMexicoWomen.org. Duo pianists Lauren Bomsey and Mary Jane Cope. It's Saturday, tomorrow, the 13th of February at 4 o'clock at the United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamiso. For more information, you can call 820-6860, extension 18, or you can go to NewMexicoWomen.org.
Nice. February Night Sky Show at the Los Alamos Nature Center. This is in Los Alamos. Discover objects visible in our night sky this morning from the comfort of the planetarium. That's at 7 p.m. and that is tonight. Yeah, that's tonight at 7 p.m. A nice reason to go for another drive.
Excellent. So I got a note saying that the culinary program, the professional culinary program here at the community college, is opening a student restaurant called the Guest House.
Ooh.
And they are opening for lunch service, and they're doing a French bistro a la carte menu with very, 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 very inexpensive prices and beer and wine, ladies and gentlemen.
Right on.
So this is Thursday, and well, it started yesterday, Thursday, February 11th, and I guess it's every Thursday through. Okay, it's open from yesterday through Friday, March 11th, Thursdays and Fridays.
That's Thursdays and Fridays, okay.
Thursdays and Fridays only. But for the next month, and seating is between 11:30 and 1 o'clock. Reservations are recommended. You can call 983-7445. And
where's it at?
Yeah, where's it at? Oh, they're third floor of the Plaza Mercado building at 112 West San Francisco Street.
Nice.
And so then I said, okay, I'll announce that. And they sent a menu with French onion soup, frisée salad, croque madame, mussels menure.
What's a freezing salad?
It's, we have to
good.
Go to our French. It's not frozen. And cassoulet and ratatouille and all kinds of things. It looks fabulous.
Ratatouille.
So go support those students at the culinary program. I assume it's Santa Fe. It's called Santa Fe Culinary Academy. Is that the one based here?
Oh, that's what I was thinking, but excellent question. But
okay.
Hey, you know, students.
We don't know.
As students, they are trying things out. So it's going to be a mixture of really great things and interesting things. The student. Run East Wing Eatery here on the campus of the college. Where are we at? The Santa Fe Community College. Just awesome stuff. They started these flatbread pizza-like things. Just really great folks, good food. And my favorite, delicious day-olds. You know, there's this little bin of day-olds in the mornings. One of my favorite ways to kick it off. So good stuff.
I would like to make a correction. Santa Fe Culinary Academy is not the culinary program
here.
A different one.
Okay.
And in fact, they're on the web at santafeculinaryacademy.com.
Check it out.
All right.
Google it. All right. All right. Let's head back downtown again here. Friday afternoon, art at the Santa Fe Public Library, the main branch that's downtown. It's 4 o'clock. It's free. And it's an arts and crafts program for children of all ages. So if you've got the kiddos this afternoon and you want more to do downtown, head over to the main library because they've got some stuff there going on as well.
The Ortiz Middle School guitar students are joining Santa Fe Community Orchestra for a side-by-side concert. That's today at 7 o'clock as part of the Shakespeare in Concert event. Did you kind of already announced that.
Maybe.
But guess what?
Again.
You know, orchestral music featuring works by Mendelssohn, Prokofiev, Paxton, and Berlioz. And then High Desert Winds performs Sunday, February 14th, Valentine's Day concert at 2 o'clock at St. Francis Auditorium, of the New Mexico Museum of Art. This wonderful wind ensemble is a mixture of music teachers, music students, and local instrumental professionals, instrumental students from Capitol and Santa Fe high schools. We'll have the honor of performing in that ensemble. And shout out to the music programs in the Santa Fe Public Schools.
Shout. Brandon James is going to be at Vanessi tonight, 8 o'clock, no cover, piano and cello and vocals with Brandon James from the television program America's Got Talent and James Clark. That's tonight, 8 o'clock, Vanessi.
And I think there's some things going on at Collected Works Bookstore, but give me a second to figure that out.
Let me give you some more music. At the Mineshaft Tavern tonight in Madrid, the Cali Shaw Band. Folk as F is what this is. Nah, but for real, Shaw gets folky, and you have fun. Win-win, nerds. 7 p.m., no cover.
Nerds, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow at Collected Works Bookstore, author Dawn Tripp, will be talking about her book, Georgia, a Novel. It's at 4 o'clock tomorrow at Collected Works, and it's about Georgia O'Keeffe and her love affair with photographer Alfred Stieglitz, who became her husband, her quest to become an independent artist, and all of that. And actually, this novel came in the mail like 2 days ago, so I haven't even had time to look at it yet. But Dawn Tripp seems like a very distinguished author. She's the winner of the Massachusetts Book Award for Fiction and a couple of other novels, including some bestsellers. And it's probably worth going to and checking out down at Collected Works. And while you're there, they've got some very tasty food and coffee and stuff like that.
Yeah, Collected Works is kind of its own little small city inside. There's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And they've got the juice bar and books, but
juice.
It's a great little...
Oh, yeah, Verde Juice.
Right there in the bookstore. It's a nice place to hang out downtown. Check this out at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, Tipton Hall tonight. We got the jazz concert in conjunction with Paul Slaughter exhibit, immediately following Paul Slaughter's Jazz Greats. Opening reception, 5 o'clock tonight, and it's free.
It is free. And up at St. John's College, they have lots of terrific events there. And this coming Wednesday, the 17th of February, at 3:15 in the afternoon, is a lecture by Richard McCombs of St. John's. And it's called Rousseau on Heroism.
Nice.
I don't know anything more about that, but guess what? It's always worth checking out their lectures there. And I love hearing a good academic talk about his or her work, because that level of expertise on the part of people who've devoted their whole life to the study of some particular area is just an art form in itself.
Yeah, hearing it's kind of a part self-indulgence on their part, but they're having fun just pouring out their knowledge and their experience, and you just get to wrap yourself up in it for a while.
You think it's self-indulgent?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you get to talk about what you like to talk about on their part. Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's a lifelong passion, obsession, and drive,
yeah,
that could be said of all of the lucky ones of us.
Right. Right. And you, but they're doing it because they like to do it. I guess that's what I meant.
It's a job.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you. That got me out of that easily. David Geist, solid bet at Pronzo Italian Grill tonight at 6 o'clock. No cover. It's pianos and vocals.
And good. Speaking of good food.
Yeah.
And I think they might have gluten-free pasta up there. For a while they didn't, and I believe they have that now. And
so what do you use instead? Rice or something?
As an Italian, I will say that the quality of gluten-free pasta has improved by orders of magnitude over the last several years. It used to be disgusting, and it would tasted bad, and it would basically dissolve in your boiling water and come out covered with yuckerdoodles. But now it really holds, a lot of them really hold their own. And there's a variety of non-gluten containing grains that they use for them, including some use corn, some use quinoa, some use rice, some use a combination of various things.
Let's hear it for pasta technology.
You know, hey, you're Italian too.
That's right. I like pasta. I like, we got one of those pasta makers for the house. It's a great excuse to make everything really messy and then clean up the whole house afterwards. but we've tried grinding up using the different food processors and stuff, some vegetables and things that are starting to look like they're ready to, you know, do something else with their lives. So we grind them up and make like a puree, you know.
Yeah.
But getting it to stick together at home, yeah, like you said, comes apart in the water. So you got to move fast and you got to use a little bit of flour on top a little bit, you know,
yeah,
just to
you
get
know.
It to stick, you know. But, hey, you know, that's homemade versus the professionals.
You can't spell glue without gluten.
Thank you. Yeah. Wonderful stuff in moderation.
So here is an art show, Volvere, Return to Reverence, installation in honor of V-Day, exploring women's intimate geographies. And on February 12th, that's today, artist Rainier Amiel will open her show. And it's in honor of the quest to eliminate violence against women and Valentine's Day. And let's try to figure out where this is. Okay, Friday from 5 to 7 and Saturday from 1 to 4 and Sunday from 5 to 8 with special performances at 5:30 on Sunday at Temple and Tribe at 1703 Lena Street in Santa Fe.
You ever been to Santa Fe Spirits?
No.
They've got the place down on Airport Road where they make the stuff, and it's kind of an art exhibit in itself. The dude has a custom-made device made of solid copper, and he's got it hoisted up high in the air, and it's the device. I obviously don't do this for a living, but whatever you use to make all those wonderful spirits, the key is kind of in some of the equipment, and he's got it out there, you know, free tours all the time, and then you can go into the room. Anyway, they've got a tasting room downtown, and they're going to be hosting the Santa Fe Reporters Valentine's Day party, which is, let's see, what day is it on here? It's on Valentine's Day. That would make sense. No, it's on Saturday, February 13th, 7 p.m. There's a bit of a cover, but it's kind of another reason to check out a new place downtown if you haven't been there yet. And of course, the tasting room, you know, uses their own homemade stuff, so that's kind of cool. Again, that's 7 o'clock tomorrow night, February 13th.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, the Santa Fe Guitar Academy presents local flamenco favorite Joaquin Gallegos in an intimate solo performance. And for all those details, you can find out more at santafeguitaracademy.com.
Awesome. How about some rock and roll with Chango at Boxcar tonight, 10 o'clock? No cover at the Boxcar. That's 530 South Guadalupe Street.
Here's a special event that's happening on Wednesday of next week. It's a special screening of the Oscar-nominated for Best Documentary feature, The Look of Silence, followed by a Skype Q&A with director Joshua Oppenheimer. And I'll actually be moderating that on Wednesday at the Violet Crown. So it's Wednesday at 6:30 with a Skype Q&A immediately after that. For more information, you can call 216-5678-5678. And that is a very, very interesting movie that was made as a response 50 years later to the Indonesian genocide of the mid-1960s. And we'll be talking about it on Monday on the Radio Cafe, but it's definitely... in a way, it's a tough movie because, I mean, it's a movie about genocide. It's also one of the most aesthetically, beautifully crafted documentaries that I've seen. And so worth seeing, worth thinking about. It goes to places that are hard for most people to conceive of who've never known the kind of institutional violence that genocide is. But... you know, it's about people who are living in the midst of those who killed their family members. And the people who killed their family members are still in power. Mm. And so it's an exploration of what do you do in the face of that kind of violence and history that's still in your face every day.
And so you're leading the Q&A afterwards on Wednesday night.
Yep.
Mayor Charlotte appearance.
All right.
Mark it. All right, let's do some movies. At the CCA Santa Fe, they've got a couple things going on right now. Showing tonight, one of the movies, they kind of go back and forth, it looks like, between two movies right now. One of them is called 45 Years. It says it's about a couple, and even as their 45th anniversary party approaches, Rampling and Courtney. It's kind of a looks kind of like a autobiographical film. That's tonight at 6 o'clock. 45 years, as well as showing tonight, Ingrid Bergman in her own words. And that's they've got some showtimes tonight as well too. So that's at the CCA. Two good films there.
And at the Screen, they've got a bunch of good, a bunch of great films. There's one called Thebe, which is set in the Ottoman province of Hejaz during World War I, about a young Bedouin boy. There's the Oscar Shorts live action animation and documentary, a couple of documentary programs. And you know what? If I can get myself out there, I'm going to go to all of them this weekend because those Oscar shorts are fabulous.
Oscar shorts.
You know? I'm not talking about shorts worn by a man named Oscar.
I didn't realize Oscar wore shorts. He lives in a can.
There's also a movie called, when are the Oscars? When are the Academy Awards?
I wish I could say.
I don't know either. But anyway, these are the short programs nominated for Academy Awards. Tumble Down is a show that opened, well, I guess it opened yesterday. And I'm not sure what it's about, but it's about a young woman struggling to move on with her life after the death of her husband, who's an acclaimed folk singer. And then Janis, Little Girl Blue, is about Janis Joplin. So lots of good stuff at the Screen.
Cool.
Screen and CCA and Violet Crown, all great places to watch movies.
Yeah, well, here's one at the Jean Cocteau if you're in the mood for some Vincent Price. Here's The Masquerade of the Red Death. Based on Edgar Allan Poe's short stories, Masquerade of the Red Death and Hop Frog. That's at the Jean Cocteau tonight, this afternoon, 2 o'clock, and 9:20 p.m. as well at the Jean Cocteau. Cool place to see a movie.
Very much so. We also want to have everybody mark their calendars for Monday, February 22nd, when there is a KSFR special event. John Donovan and Catherine Zucker will be talking about their book on autism. It's called In a Different Key. And they're talking about the fact that when they started reporting for ABC News 15 years ago, autism was being diagnosed in 1 out of every 500 American children. Now it's 1 out of every 45. What is going on? Is it changing medical definitions? Is there some kind of epidemic going on in the United States? Anyway, these guys are the authorities on the subject. You can get your tickets online at ksfr.org. You can also get them at the door, and it's at 7 o'clock on Monday, February 22nd at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation on West Barcelona Road here in Santa Fe.
All right. Helga just handed me something. Helga's getting ready for her show coming up next, Jazz, etc. And where'd you get this, Helga? Where'd this come from? Where'd you find it? Did someone just give it to you? Oh, it's just good. Okay, let's just go with it.
It's a very good group that I know.
It's a very good group that she knows. Oh, okay. This is at the Pecos Trail Cafe. I've never heard of that place. Pecos Trail, it's located at 2239 Old Pecos Trail, Santa Fe. And the group, who's the group?
It's called American Gem.
American Gem. I thought they were saying it's an American Gem. That's the name of the group. The name of the group is American Gem at the Pecos Trail Cafe. That's 6:30 p.m. Saturday, February 13th.
And February 14th, Journey Santa Fe at Collected Works Bookstore at 11 o'clock is doing an event called Local Muslim Men and Women Continue the Conversation on Islam, addressing the current political climate and challenges. They're answering any and all questions. And so we've got a person from Egypt. We've got a person raised in the Abiquiu Muslim community. So lots of good stuff at Journey Santa Fe, and we always give a big shout out to them because they do wonderful work week after week after week at Collected Works Bookstores at 11 in the morning.
And we often broadcast their talks here,
right,
on Sunday afternoons. It's kind of a different. It's a kind of a rotating slot. Sunday afternoons after Classical Sunday, we'll do a collection of recordings from around town. And that's one of the things we feature. So check that out. And then we also post those talks as podcasts on our website, ksfr.org. If you go to Programs and Podcasts, you'll see Journey Santa Fe talks there available on demand for you anytime. You can download it to your computer, your device, and take it with you, or you can stream it live right in your browser. So that's some, one of the things we put a lot of time and energy into here at the station. Check it out.
Excellent. And I saw something called, for it's a Valentine's Day show or event, Cheesemongers Estrella del Norte. It's a selection of limited production wines paired with farmstead cheeses and cured meats. It's a limited seating. You can RSVP at 455-2826. It's at Estrella del Norte Vineyard at 106 North Shining Sun. But you don't want to be going there if you don't have a reservation, ladies and gentlemen.
How about some theater?
Theater.
Port Authority Throwdown, Teatro Paraguas. That is tonight at 7:30. The theater where a play by Mike Batistic, directed by Rick Vargas, unveils the world of the Pakistani cab drivers in New York City. That's at Teatro Paraguas, 3205 Calle Marie, at 7:30 tonight.
And on Valentine's Day at the Agora, there is, at 4 o'clock, there's a Valentine's Day concert with Indigenous Cosmos featuring Tibetan bowls, gong, vocals, and more. That's at the El Dorado at the center, the kind of shopping area near the El Dorado supermarket on Avenida Vista Grande in El Dorado.
Awesome. Let's see. Let's do some more music. If you want to go to the Cowgirl tonight, you'll see Tiffany Christopher. That's country western music, 8:30 p.m., no cover.
And how about the Valentine's weekend book sale at the Santa Fe Public Library Lafarge branch?
Nice.
Yeah. And the New Mexico Comic Creators Pop-Up Market at Big Adventure Comics. That's tomorrow, as is the book sale. It's actually the books, I don't know.
I heard the word book sale. Where is this again?
The Santa Fe Public Library, Big Adventure Comics, much, much more.
Ooh, which one? Which branch?
Lafarge.
Lafarge, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So for more information, pick up your Santa Fe Reporter, pick up your Pasatiempo. Stay tuned to KSFR. And Nick Appalucci, thank you so much for being
fun.
With us on Speaking of the Arts.
You got it. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and thanks to our webmasters at studiox.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz, you know what? There's one thing, Nick, that I haven't seen, and I'm going to look it up real quick, because was there something conspicuously missing from today's broadcast?
I was going to say, I felt a little empty, but that might be a personal issue.
I feel empty.
What can you fill my soul with the hole that's been left open? What event could bring justice to the galaxy?
Cat of the Week, but it's not here.
Oh, Cat of the Week. Cat of the Week. That's okay. Well,
let us be
for the unnamed cat, like the Tomb of the Unnamed Soldier, you know, for the unnamed cat that needs to be adopted.
Right. Go adopt an animal this weekend, because that's
analogy.
Really where the fun is.
I'm sorry. It's terrible.
And on that note, happy Valentine's Day.
To you.
Love your partners and friends and children, and drive safely, and have a great weekend.